In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Angus Ketchot, extension entomologist for Mississippi State University. This is cut one. Start your machines on one. 3, 2, 1.
And what I mean is we've seen a lot more non-cotton crops. Cotton acres have decreased, and we're seeing rise in other acres that may be host to certain pests, such as corn. You know, we went from 330,000 acres in Mississippi to 980. We went from 1.23 million acres of cotton down to 666. So we're seeing changes in the landscape, changes in the crop diversity, and these crops host pests. And when they host pests and the numbers of the crops go up, we can see more of a certain pest in a given year. And we saw some of that this year with plant bugs in the Delta area.
This is cut two. Start your machines on one. 3, 2, 1.
We averaged 7.5 sprays in the Delta, which is by far a record. But the problem we have with plant bugs is we really don't have the chemistries out there to control the pest, and we're seeing resistance in some cases. So that's just lending to the problem. So when you have a big plant bug year, it's even more magnified by the fact that we have resistance and we don't have enough chemistry to control the pest.
This is cut three. Start your machines on one. 3, 2, 1.
For instance, we know we have these big edge effects where we plant corn next to cotton. We're going to try to work with growers just from an educational standpoint. Anything you can do, maybe if you can plant your cotton in a big block and reduce that edge effect. Try to keep your weedy ditch banks down to a minimum. We have some selective herbicides that we can spray on ditch banks, modeling the USDA area-wide plant bug program, and kill just the broad leaves out and leave grass, which is not a good host for plant bugs. Variety selection. We can move earlier maturing varieties, a variety, you know, that may be done 2 weeks before another one. That could save you two and even possibly three plant bug sprays. Nectarless varieties. Those have long been shown to reduce the effect of plant bugs. Choosing your right nozzles. The list goes on and on and on. None of them by themselves are really good, but when you start combining all of these things, you know, in the absence of chemistry, we think we can save some producers some sprays for tarnished plant bugs in the Mid-South.